Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke & Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
For the show, our boy Zigzag's doing. Hang on. With them on the typing. I don't know if that's still a word. Is it or just texting or whatever or some stupid. But goddamn, I feel like it's the first time I've really been able to do anything on the show. I just got hard. It's been sucky by where I did the show, but I bought some goddamn. I bought 200 feet of fucking outdoor Wi-Fi cable, not a network cable. LAN cable, and I've hardwired them all the way across the house, just laying on the floor from built to here. So that's so far, I hope that people can hear me. That calls in soon. I'm chatting with him now. He probably assumes that I have some major technical issues fucking with the program weeks. But now everything's. I think what I might do in the interest of Zigzag Cult, and I might want to call him first and then conference. I don't want to get technical. Our songs ever called Beer is not our first song ever, but it's one of our first songs ever. And it's shorter than our first song ever, which is about a 15 minute this called Internet Love Song. That you iTunes, Google Play, and all that crap. Find it just go Hyper-Tunes, Internet Love Song, Beer's Food. Just bang all that shit into the fucking search bar, and you'll find it. Food, it's been a long time. I don't think any of you guys have. So please enjoy as much.
After a hard day's work, a tray of fingers itching, open them all to murk. Spend all day sleeping sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of Clement High. Yeah, beer is food, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good.
Holy shit, that is a song. I mean, really, if you don't want to go ahead and hang up the phone, turn off your computer, set your computer on fire with a baseball bat. Baseball bat first and then set it on fire. Because something seriously wrong with you. And if you're something is seriously wrong with you, like if you're a teeth beer, something, if you don't all brain, just fucking relax. Fucking get over life. Seriously fucking wrong with you. Hello, who?
Rufus.
Yeah, how did you call me? Did I call?
Yeah, there's a DSL speaker set to my computer just to listen to music, and I just have a fucking speaker.
Really? So can the show, though? I wonder.
I answered all.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm speaking to you.
Okay, then I guess those were spinning, so I thought failed.
I do not have that. I'm
Wow, for what?
Unfortunately. RB. Rick.
Cool.
I've got to make 41 posters.
Posters good. When I was a kid, I bought posters. I never bought posters or, well, I bought like most stuff.
Yeah, these posters are. They're really not a lot of their shows that they have.
Ah.
Like a big show. The people I work for don't sell. We sell a wholesale dealer.
This is a B2B commercial sort of endeavor.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet, and it's outdoor grade for winter, rain, storm. So eventually this weekend, I'm going to drill a hole in the wall of the living room and run it outside and run it under the house. I don't fucking know. And then bring it in a moment. Yeah, I'm hard women today.
Selling different hardwire. Wireless internet.
Well, the fact that we're talking is a good sign, but no, that works just as good as it does anywhere else in the house.
If there's a delay.
I think there is a delay, but it's doing kind of a weird silly. I call you, and then we call in the. So, back that way. Although I was sort of a fan, I don't want to say an active fan. What's that?
You are a cold-hearted
group. She's a person, you know, people die every fucking day. And I wasn't like a fan. I didn't follow her or anything. I thought she was funny, and she, you know, I guess had a good career, her attitude and all. But shit, people fucking die. It happens.
What was her attitude? What would you say to
her? Irreverent.
What?
Youthful. I think she had a youthful. I mean, even up until she fucking died, she was kind of spunky. I'm sure that helps. Whenever you look in the mirror and you see a 13-year-old or 80, that probably helps you young.
Unfortunately, I wonder if she was having some kind of. I know she didn't die under the knife, so to speak, but I wonder if she got that.
Well, Oh, man. I actually kind of went down a wormhole before the show and didn't have enough time to make sure that you're right. Headline caught my attention that made me think, God, you've got to be fucking kidding me. And it was from the whole Al Jones thing that said that he had called, like, Gail Obama a transgendered person that she'd been naughty. And it turned out that was actually on Alex Jones' part. You know, God bless him for a joke like that. Folks fun at him. But he had mentioned in that she had gone in for perjury again. It just happened. It's true.
So she was killed by the
all-seeing was all.
That is such bullshit, all that Illuminati crap. Don't you agree, or do you not agree?
It matters, because it's still out of my control, but I am in control.
It's all about mind control. It's all about alien mind control. We all know that. Yeah,
that's pretty much bullshit. Although, a really, really good friend of my school, bandmate of mine, he curiosity, when the Freemasons, like, teaching your get on the inside and fucking blow this thing wide open, and won't fucking talk to me shit at all. It's my interest. I'm like, so what do you got to do? Rituals? Like, yeah. And I'm like, well, so what do you do? And he's like, you should clean.
Oh, he's
up there. He's up there. I told him I'm a third degree in. Yes.
What did he say to that?
What, to
duel you?
Hey, I can lift some incense.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, I mean,
that the basically Freemasons, correct? Well, yeah, I had to make sure then.
Freemason, or would that be an hourly
name? Oh, yeah, well, hopefully that isn't for free. They work for
Actually, it worked for sale.
All right, yeah, hemp or tip or a free slave if you worked for a couple of weeks. Take a slave. Force a slave to back on hemp.
What I was thinking. You're a smart man, Rufus. You're a very man. Do you recall the death of what's her name? That's right. I think the Illuminati is from my brain.
Now, it's crazy. What was my mind thinking about John? It's not her specifically, but every time somebody always started thinking about Alice, of course. And she died at 81, which means that she lived 40 years than me. If that's what the world's going to look like in 40 fucking years. I saw videos of 40, and it was 80s and shit. I'm like, wow.
I'm curious how she looked.
She looked pretty hot. She was natural. That's for sure. She definitely looked good.
Yeah, she
was quite handsome. I'm
pretty sure that her daughter killed her.
Ah, interesting.
I get a dress where life support could be compressing up, but I'm guessing if they life support, she would die.
Life support? I mean, I have no idea what happened or expired. Wow.
We're going to have to take here, because if I can't get this lighter, I'm going to have to go out to the front of the office and buy it. Can you take a second?
Yeah, maybe I'll spend some that, and we'll already play beer as food, but I can do a farmer's thing. All right.
Farmer, that's what I do best.
is impress me and ask me for my opinion, I would say that's a pretty good song. I'm saying that because I co-wrote it. I'm saying that it is like and it's fucking awesome. You don't like it. So hopefully, because I could use a good sucking. But if you're tuned, iTunes. Whoa, are you there?
I'm over here with my dick head employees on the way here, and they need the next fucking 3 hours.
Oh, there's nothing like employee baby paying. You should be picking babysit.
I think
you should.
Right. Theoretically? Right. You definitely do.
Don't they call that on-the-job
right.
training?
Well, let me put it this way. They plan to get his Medicare day. Isn't that how you
met before? Yeah, it's in the sky before. You mentioned this a year ago, so he must be doing something right.
Yeah. Well, now this is only time I've been with him, so now I get her out one
year. Oh, okay. That's when you forget about it in the air, and then like, oh, shit. That's right. Damn.
Exactly. Damn, that's my heavy time. Oh, God.
Wow.
I have like 4 months to reach.
You should film it. You should have him work on a project, get a poster or a catalog, or the whole message is like, you're fired.
I love that idea.
And so
I love it. That's fucking
good. Listen, man. And of course, he'd fuck it up.
You're fired like that? Like working on the end of the thing, you're fired?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or, yeah. A gynecologist. Where at the end he has to turn in his own. You can just investigate all the fucking stuff. You're fired.
Absolutely. Creative way to fund people.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean, that's. If they figure it out, then. Well, you just fire him right away. Then you're over.
It'd be funny. You'd be like, to make this all the space, like, Dave, you're fired. And he'd just be like, this guy can't get a poster. And then you'd be like, well, no, that's
yeah.
I don't know if his name would.
That's what
we're
going to happen. It's pointing to him. Sorry, I'm looking
out
the blinds to see
you drive up in a minute. Looking out the blinds is like, Jesus. You're hoping that he gets in a fatal car accident before he makes it there.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I am. I actually thought he's everything was here.
No.
Actually, why can't he die?
This is. Yeah, I can see 2 years from now when I'm watching Forensic File. This is close to the show.
It'll be, I almost got it. You
ever
seen that show?
Joe, man. Every time I see it, I'm like, oh, didn't you idiot? You should have done this.
Way happy. But I mean,
almost got away with it, locked up a Brunswick Files, any fucking thing. You will come out of Masters of the Night committing fucking crime.
Absolutely. To give anything, all you would have to do is like, fucking volunteer at the fire or the police or something, and you can only fucking operate. You know what I mean? I don't know if you do your deck, that's what kids should do now, so they get the hell out of the big thing when they get old.
And it makes you you finally kill somebody and you're like, what the fuck am I talking about?
If you ever been out, there's like fucking people there who try to kill people and fucking almost all of them.
Absolutely. What I love about the hours is that guy, that old white guy with the gray hair that narrates the stories like a Seuss book. And then he was like,
and the Rufus was going to
Buzzy. That's right. And to a good story, or what? It's a reply every time.
Obviously, they have skilled his voice up there, but he seems like, even though he's got a voice.
He does, but I bet he's murdered several people. Now.
Well, not mentally, the child. From what I understand.
Yeah, well.
The Predator was caught, yeah.
That's a...
Yeah, that's true. Those people are murdered.
I mean, if you're invisible, how do you not be more... I mean, they're just like, yep, 2 hours away right now. Meet 12-year-old.
That's the fucking impulse. That's the fucking dangerous.
That proves they're just fucking brink. And they are. I mean, every one of those guys is not. I don't think I ever saw. It seems kind of normal. They were always kind of tweaked in a weird way.
Yeah, internet fault. And the weird thing is the hall of
the internet is the.
What keeps more.
The great enabler. Sound like Carl Sagan for a second.
Yep. This is a pretty good, Jesus Christ. He's an Oriental guy from Star Trek.
Ray? Oh, my. Is that a guy? Let's hear. There you go.
Ma. Giant,
hey.
Oh, how wonderful.
I remember that. It was alien. The penis painted the other side, painted purple.
No, the ball.
Ball? I think. And Tribbles. On the ball. That is the trouble of tribbles. They're like,
erroneous fucking 11th grade history teacher, all right? His name was Mr. Reckless. And there is no doubt that this guy was the coolest part. And, like, once every quarter, he would watch an episode in his room.
Really?
This is before there was... Yeah. I mean, we did episodes that were real, but... doing real watch, yeah, and we actually did see the trouble with Preble. He's also the teacher that taught me making basic IDs in my class and didn't do anything. Just, like, looked at it and gave
me... How did you make a fake ID?
Well, way back when I lived in Indiana as a young man, your driver's license.
Yeah.
Had just like a plastic thing over it like it does now, right? But it wasn't as it is now, and it didn't like have a seal or anything on it. So what you would do is take a pencil, and silver the original number. I was making my eye to 66. Follow the line.
Right.
Take out the other file, right? So it looked like the number.
Sure.
You know, check it out. I bought beers like that the first time. That's how I got caught with this.
Oh.
All my family members, or my grandpa on the big beer and wine distributorship where I live, so his thing was to, like, give all his brothers, they would make, like, well, they make a living too. I went to with, like, I guess it would be my cousin of all things, and I didn't even know who he was, right? And he's Uncle Tom. I don't know what the fuck you would call that. Anyways, he well, the sister sent him the feed now, right? And I was just like, what? So, of course, he saw that of all things.
Yes. That's pretty lame. So your family member called your dad?
Oh. Yeah, I got lost. I got
lost.
Dad trouble.
Dad trouble.
I live in his house now.
Is that right? You should call his dad.
That is a true story. But unfortunately, Nick is dead. Him and his dad, both Nick Senior and Nick Junior are dead now.
Jeez. Okay. I'm feeling weird now.
Yeah. All right. No, this is here. Looking forward to Tuesday's show. I should definitely have
to
decide on Monday. So we will
have
a good show. Let's get excited about it.
I'd say the... Yeah. And let's set up some bits like we used to do. Let's do a minute analysis. Let's make sure... And let's set.
So we definitely rip back when we're focusing on, like.
Yeah, absolutely. So we don't have a show.
Yeah,
so...
cool.
Yeah, it sucks. So. Call you at 6:50, and then we'll come the radio show like we used to do. Wired. Even
yeah.
Better.
All right. I'm looking forward to it, Rupert.
I'll
give you an email. I'm going to put it. Because your Rupert is
I guess neither one of ours is, because we're on the website. So, yeah, just do Cliff or send me a text. That'll work, too.
All right.
Good luck.
All right. I appreciate that. I do.
You bet. Some stencil for us. I wish they'd made it on before we moved, but I'm glad that they didn't try to make it on during all this weird Wi-Fi bullshit where we've had issues. But I definitely would talk to these guys because their tunes are pretty fucking wild. So hopefully sometime this month, it's September now, and we can get these dudes on the show. I'm going to say song's called Opening Act, was the name of one of their CDs, the CD that I bought, called Opening Act.
We'll be right back.
That is some rocking. That is some math rocking. That is some hardcore, super precise rocking and rope. I can't wait to get those guys on the album. It's fantastic. You know what? I just have to say, I really think like screws, like the metal things that you screw into things, should stop making screw flathead screwdrivers. The whole flathead screwdriver thing should be fucking eliminated, because a ceiling fan today, and it went well, except for the fact that every screw was an open-ended flathead screw, and so I would be there hoisting the fucking the ceiling shoulder while I'm trying to screw it with one hand, and since it's a flathead, I would turn it and the screwdriver would slip out of it. Every screw ever should be even more complicated that helps it interlock and not or fall. But you know, whatever that may be, a potential in this case. But Phillips head should be the new standard. There should be standards. What use, please, contractor or builder or what the fuck ever, if you deal with screwdriver assist and you can make a good argument as to why the flathead single fucking groove screw is relevant in this day and age where everything else, especially in the screwdriver twice only to have it fucked up. It seems like a completely horrible design concept to pursue and persist with. I mean, seriously, isn't there an evolution of things everywhere? I mean, you know, I guess it was the nail. Let's bang that shit in with a rock or something. Oh, but here we go. Let's use the Archimedes thing. What's it? We'll make a slot so we can put a stick in there. Oh, geez, the stick keeps slipping out. Okay, well, let's make a like a cross and a screwdriver to it and one. And you could be one clumsy-ass motherfucker, but it's not coming out, and you can still get that screwing done. So when that thing is invented, then why, for the love of God, would the flathead version of the screwdriver persist? And why do we still have it today? It makes no fucking sense. It would be like if Best Buy still sold Atari computers or Apple IIe's or Tandy computer. I mean, it's fucker. Get over the goddamn flathead screwdriver screws. Unless you can be useful, and you might, because I don't really know a lot about screws. I'm going to sign off here. My family just showed up, so good times are over. But as always, fun. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. You'll show in a time. Looking forward to you being there, baby.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!